Om Shanti. Good morning to you and welcome to today's session. We are all very lucky to have Brother Surya here. He is one of the most sought after in terms of viewership among BKs. Popularly called as Suraj Bhai. He took knowledge in 1964 and came to Madhuban in 1968 at the age of 18 when Brahma Baba was there. He is responsible for the kitchen complexes in Madhuban, that is Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan. He is very popular in yoga experimentation. We have all taken his motivation all these years. And today's topic is the power of concentration, along with experiential session on yoga. So please enjoy the session. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Are you happy in Gyan Sarovar? What was your experience the day, Baba? Did you enjoy Baba? Learned something? No reason for efforts, no excuse. We have to check ourselves. We have not to give any excuse, any reason for our intense efforts. We have to do whatever we want to do. Make your mind such determined thought in your mind. I hope you remember determination, determined thought is the key to success. So we have to be very determined in our mind. I have to do this. And for this, before coming to the topic of concentration, make your aim of each 3 months, only 3 months plan. Focus on them fully, just as for 3 months I will remain ever happy. Let anything happen in my life. Let anything bad event happen in my life. But I will not lose my happiness. Make such thought for 3 months. And make a plan. That if many negative things come on the way, I will avoid them. One thing. Second thing, as Baba mentioned, contentment. For 3 months, I will remain fully content. Whatever may happen, I achieve anything or not, success or unsuccess, defamation or appreciation, whatsoever comes in my life, I will remain content. Such target for three months. Third target we can have. For 3 months, I will avoid completely negative thoughts. So you have to work on that. If any negative thinking enter your mind, just be aware of that and change it into positive thoughts. For 3 months, I will give full attention to my perfect purity. Because purity is the mother of peace and happiness. For 3 months, I will practice many points of self-respect. Like this. You can choose your three months targets, focus on them, be determined, and keep a thought that success is my birthright. Whatever I want to do, I can do. Such powerful thought. It's not so that I want to do this, but I can't. No. Have this thought. Whatever I want to do, I will do. So make a good list of your good efforts, of good points. Follow them. Be determined. Concentration, which is our main subject of yoga. We all know if in the practice of yoga, our mind is not stable, it runs here and there, we can't enjoy our yoga. We can't enjoy our Brahmin life. So for good concentration, we have to use the power of knowledge. We will have to use the power of drama. And very important thing, some dharanai, some points of inculcation, dharana point, just as if a person is content, his mind will not run here and there. Whatever is there, fully satisfied. There will be no margin of fluctuation in the mind. Specifically, those who want this power, this is a great. In my early years, I had heard one very powerful point of scriptures. There is one very powerful scripture, name is Yoga Darshan, philosophy of the yoga, philosophy of Raj Yoga. It was mentioned there, if a yogi is able to concentrate for 32 minutes together, 32 minutes, he can achieve whatever he wants to achieve. I focus on this and got full success in my life. So for good concentration, avoid negativity, overthinking, give attention to Murli and Amrit Vela, first thing. Then I come to the practice, what should we do? If our apvela is very, very great, I would use this word great, we enjoy Amrit Vela, we experience that we are achieving something every morning, we are meeting our Supreme Friend every morning, we are receiving His powers every day, then mind will remain full. Because a full is stable. You know, a container of water or for anything, if it's full, it's stable. If it's half, shaking. We can give jump and can go out. So we will have to become full in the power of knowledge. As Baba mentioned that day, you have to become the authority of each point of knowledge. Each point. Just as I give you an example and you can choose at least 10 points from Baba's Murli, and become the authority of experience of those points. That point is, Baba mentioned, God Himself is giving you company. Almighty God is with you always. In this world, no one can do anything wrong to you. No one can harm you. No one can kill you. So, bring it into your practice. If I am in this intoxication, Baba is with me. Baba is my helper all the time. I used to say, Baba is my bodyguard. So nothing much. You know already, we have entered the period of destruction. Do you believe it? Period of destruction has been started. This is the beginning of Third World War. And World War is never started all of a sudden, at once. Wars here and there, in different countries of the world will take place. And then finally, it will change into World War. So we are at the corner of this Third World War. Destruction has been begun in this world. So we have to practice full concentration, and such points of knowledge will make you fearless. Those who have some fear in their mind of destruction, people also consider once I went to Australia and some brothers used to take me in their home. What did I notice? They have many containers of plastic, many big, big bottles there in one room. I ask, why did you collect these bottles and containers? We will make them full with water for destruction time. Many, many different things they had collected. I reminded them, if your stage is very good, if you have got powers from Baba, you will get everything at the time of destruction. Nothing will lack in your home. Everything will be available there for you. Important thing is how good yogi we are. How much cooperation we gave in Baba's Yajna. Very important thing. How much purity is there in our life. About purity, I share you one thing which is very important. Sometimes you might have heard it. The scientists were given one point of research. Homework, we can say, for them. And there are calamities, earthquakes or heavy rains. Holy places of this world remain safe always. Why they are safe? You make research on this point. Why in severe calamity Baba's home, temples, holy churches, holy mosques are safe? So scientists worked on this and got one result, which is great secret and very important for we Brahmins. They told to the world that those who are pure places on this earth, pure waves spread out from those places, pure vibrations, pure waves. And these pure waves repulse the waves of destruction. They send them back. And that place becomes safe in destruction. We have seen here in India one big event took place here. I think 5 years back in Himalaya, there is a big temple, name is Kedarnath. All of a sudden, cloud burst, lot of water fell down immediately. On mountain there was a big flood, like flood. Everything was being destroyed. What had happened? A big rock started to fall down. And it stopped 10 feet back to that big temple. 10 feet only. And water, which was like a big river, was divided into two parts. Half was going this side, half this side. Temple was safe. People were surprised, amazing. How did it happen? So normally people believe that it's God's miracle, but not God's miracle only, but it's the effect of the pure vibrations of that place. So we must understand now, if we are very pure, if our vibrations are very pure, so our vibrations, our waves will repulse, will stop the waves of death. We will remain safe. Once in Avyakt Murli, when Baba was giving Avyakt Murli, someone asked, Baba, what will happen during destruction to the Brahmins? Food, vegetable, everything. Anything is not available at that time, just as you know now, gas problem is increasing in the world. Iran, Israel and many other countries are sending their missiles on gas places. So it is possible for some time no attainments. So cooking can become very difficult. Many restaurants closed. So what will happen? Those who are very dear children of Baba, those who are full with 8 powers, those who are full in all treasures given by Baba, they will be achieving everything. If you need to drink tea, you will get. If you want to get vegetables, you will get. This will be the power of gaining all powers from Baba. So we have to increase the power of concentration. I had heard in my childhood, then Baba also mentioned one day in Murli that a train was running fast. A sannyasi had a thought for train stop. And all of a sudden, train started slow down, and in half a kilometer stopped. People were amazing. How did it happen? So if our concentration power is perfect, this entire nature will follow us, will obey us, will obey our commands. Very important thing. So we have to keep this powerful aim in our mind. Just as I was talking about 3 months, that up to 3 months, I will do these practices. Because practice will make our mind stable. Sometimes we think that because mind is not stable, so we can't do the practice of such practice of yoga. But I would say, start doing practice. So one practice, you know that very nicely, but it needs practice. And I would suggest 4 times every day. All have to sit in yoga. Make a plan in your life. 1 in the morning, once. 2nd time, around 6 o'clock. If you go late on your job, 3rd time before going to gym. 4th time when you come back home. 5th time before going to bed. 5. You can fix up in your mind, I will sit in yoga and will do the practice of concentration. How? First of all, we have to concentrate on self. Just together with me, all will do this practice. I am a soul sitting here. Visualize yourself. Powerful soul I am. Very pure soul I am. I am superbly pure soul. Keep seeing your form and such thoughts in your mind. Do now just for 10 seconds. Soul here. Shining star, divine radiation all around. I am a soul. Dear child of God, most fortunate. One, but many times a day. 5 times, 4 times I ask you to sit down, but in your work time, job time, you can do such practices. If you can't sit for half a minute, 10 seconds, visualize yourself a shining star here and feel that from me, powerful energy is spreading out. Powerful energy. Not just a point, but radiating powerful vibrations all around. Point of powerful energy. Then, you can create some powerful thoughts too in your mind. Always remember one thing. Mind is the power of thought, you know. But intellect is the power of visualization. Intellect is the power of wisdom. Not only power of judgment, but power of visualization. So for good concentration, we have to make use of both powers. Mind as well as intellect. Keep it in your consciousness. You use your mind only, intellect will run. If you use your intellect for concentration, mind will run there. Concentrate both at the same object at the same time, just as. Again, do the practice. I am a soul here. Visualize yourself. Point of powerful energy. I am peaceful. Accept it. Peace is my nature. Keep visualizing with a thought. Peace is my natural nature. I am very pure. Divine radiation, golden rays of purity are spreading out from me. I am most powerful. Keep looking at you. Keep visualizing yourself. Om Shanti. This practice, if you do it for 21 days only, but regularly. And one important thing for this is, if you fix up the timings, suppose you have to do in the morning 6 o'clock. Every day do it at 6. If you fixed the timing that I will do it 10 o'clock in the morning, so at the same time start doing, so brain will become ready to practice. Because you know we are 3 things, mind, intellect and brain. So brain cooperates us when we practice on the same time every day. And you do this, decide. Can you do this? Keep a determined thought. I will do. If I, the child of God, will not do, who else will do? If I, Master Almighty, most powerful, don't do, who else will do? So everyone has to do it. Second exercise, it is also very good. And these are the exercises of yoga. Now we have to visualize Shiva Baba in soul world. Make a picture of Shiva Baba in your mind. Beautiful picture. He is the supreme point of energy. He is the supreme source of energy. He is the ocean of all qualities. His vibrations spread and make a big, powerful aura. You can say in present language, his vibrations vibrate out at least up to 10 kilometers. I am speaking just present language, not only 10 kilometer infinity, but feel that his vibrations are spreading like this, and we are seeing the such form of Shiva Baba. So just now, do for 1-2 minutes, visualize Baba. Go in soul world. Visualize the point of supreme source, point of supreme energy, point source of energy. His ocean of love, keeping thought in mind, keep visualizing him. He's almighty, ocean of peace, ocean of purity. His unlimited vibrations are spreading out. Om Shanti. Third practice. Make it an entertainment and do this. Do like this. I am a soul. Left this body, going up, up, up. Do together with me, going up, up, up. Reached to the Baba, touched him, sat with him for 10-20 seconds. And then I'm coming back slowly and slowly, shining star with full glow is coming down, entered here. This practice for 10 times, each practice for 1 minute. So you have to give time to yourself. Third practice for good concentration is the practice of 5 forms. You know them, but make very clear picture in your mind for each form. Before coming to this point, I remind you one thing. You were listening something about Gita with the mouth of Sister Usha. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, at the end of 2nd chapter, Lord has mentioned many symptoms of a stable intellect yogi. Who is stable intellectual? Whose mind is stable, whose mind doesn't go here and there, many points. It's one very powerful point. Try to understand. One, who is satisfied in the self, is always satisfied. One who is satisfied in soul is always satisfied. People looks for contentment in outer world. I want this object. Unless I obtain that object, my mind remains peaceless. And the day when I achieve that object, I become happy and mind is concentrated. So, don't see towards worldly achievement for contentment. Contentment is a very divine word in Baba's language. A content soul is most powerful. A content soul can become self-sovereign. In that only, day before, Baba was mentioning contentment is a great power. A content soul can win all sense organs of their life, all problems of their life. This is such a big power. So we have to work on this. Second important dharana for good concentration is purity. A very pure soul can concentrate his or her mind in a second. In a second. Now I am here, now I am there. I am here, I am there. And those who do such practice for a long period of time, what will happen to them? At the time of destruction, God's help will be experienced constantly by them. God's help. So stable mind is a great achievement in this world. You have heard some about some scientists, or you know about some scientists, maybe your friends. How stable they are all the time. Once I went in a big like ashram where scientists make research of BrahMos. You have heard the name of BrahMos missile of Bharat. So many scientists were in the bad position of their mind, bad position. They were going towards distress, towards depression, not happiness in their life. So director called me. First of all, they were searching who I am, where I am. Finally, they got my address, invited me. I went there. I noticed in this campus there was deep silence. Even birds were not flying in the sky there. Deep silence. And scientists were just lost in their research. They were not seeing here and there. They had been lost in their own thoughts. So I said, they are also real yogi. But we are perfect yogi because we become soul conscious, we become God conscious. Very good dharana point is, if we are punyatma. You know this word, Hindi? Charitable soul. Although this word is not proper word for punyatma, those who know Hindi and English, do they know what is the English of punyatma? No, charitable soul is not the proper word. Punyatma. Very pure word this is. Where there is purity, where there are very good feelings for every soul of the world, where actions are very, very pure and very great, very benevolent, such person is called Punyatma. Not only charitable, Punyatma. Very pure feelings to others, towards other. It's very pure and positive. To whom we say in Hindi, Subhavna. Very Subhavna. And actions, very divine. That is Punyatma. Those who are Punyatma, they can become easily stable mind. And a person who commits many mistakes in the day, who commits some subtle sins in their life, cannot have a stable mind. Once a person came to Baba, Sakar Baba, Brahma Baba, and he asked Baba, I am unable to fix up my mind in yoga. My mind fluctuates here and there. Immediately, Baba's answer was, you have done so many sins in your life, therefore you can't enjoy good yoga. So pure deeds, pure actions, those who give joy to others, those who give happiness to others, those who cooperate with others, they get blessings from others, and this blessing makes our mind very stable. So keep your determined thought in your mind that I have to make my mind stable. So bring it into your practice. First of all, avoid negative thinking. You must be aware where I think negatively. Immediately awareness. Oh, this thought is negative. I have to change it into positive. But many souls are like this. They keep thinking negatively for half an hour and they don't know that they are negative. Make your mind very nirmal, cool, very cool. This is a great achievement of this Brahmin life. A jnani, a yogi, is one who can make his or her mind silent. Whatever, many things will happen in this on this earth. Many bad events would take place on this earth now in future. Many bad things, cruel things, criminal things will take place on the earth. But by using the knowledge of world drama, we have to keep our mind silent. And one thought is enough. Whatever is happening on the earth, that has to happen. That is the truth of this drama. That is very beneficial event for this world. Suppose, you know, gas problem will increase, oil problem will increase. Human beings will make new research, and they will find out such solution which can become very easy, just as many scientists are working, I know in India, would be working in your country, that if we divide water into two parts, hydrogen or oxygen, you know, H2O is the formula of water. If we divide them, so oxygen can be used anywhere and hydrogen will be used in every home for cooking and for many things. And in near future we will see that our cars, our motors, our many vehicles, as we use oil for them, we will use hydrogen gas for them. After some time, solar system. With the solar power, everything will be cooked. Even now we can cook. So this way, making new research, new problems will come in the world, and people will make new research, and this research will go to heaven, golden age. So everything is beneficial. Keep this powerful thought in your mind. It will help you to make the mind stable. So one thing is practice. Important thing is practice. Second thing, purity. Those who want to concentrate their mind, those who want their mind to make it stable, I ask you for 21 days, do the very deep and intense practice of seeing soul in everyone's forehead. They are soul. Because our drashti, if our drashti goes to the body, and it's very naturally, you know, body is visible, we will see body, then soul. But first drashti on the soul, then body. Your concentration power will increase very much within a day. One experience of one brother. He came to me, he asked that I want to become yogi. I gave him some programs for some days, but he was not successful in increasing yoga chart. Then I asked him many questions and came to know that his mind, his drashti, his intellect goes to bodies. I asked him, just for one day for me, avoid looking at body, see soul to everyone. And that day was the best day for that person. His yoga chart became 8 hours of tonight. Then I came to know that this drashti, which goes to the soul, is so important in increasing our yoga power. Give attention to that. For good and successful yogi, to become stable mind, our nature must be very easy. And a person who has easy nature can become easy yogi. Always remember it. Easy nature. Light nature. We have to avoid our expectations. And we can give such thought to ourselves, which I give. Nothing will happen according to my expectations. Let everything happen against my expectations. Even then, I will remain stable. Make your mind so strong and so positive. Then, concentration will become very easy. So practice to see the soul here, to see Shiva in soul world. Some very easy practices to increase concentration power. One name of Baba is Gyan Surya. Just as Surya in the sky, sun, Gyan Surya, son of the knowledge. See him in front of your eyes, say 10 feet away from your eyes, Gyan Surya is shining. His rays are spreading. Do this practice just now. Gyan Surya in front of my eyes. His powerful energy is coming to me. From front, it is coming to me. Do this practice. As I mentioned, everyone has to do the practice of 5 form, specifically before going to bed at night. That time is most important for all Brahmins. You must keep in your mind. Just as Amrit Vela is important, time before going to bed, time before sleep is also equally important. And if you do good practice of 5 form or good concentration, as soon as you will open eyes next day, same experience will begin immediately. So this way, do hard work. Hard work is important. Our achievements are very great. You know, achievements are very great. I give you some homework in your life from today. You will return to your country. To practice, all have to concentrate, to continue always. One thing, these were the practices of Brahma Baba. One practice, whatever I see in this world, big mountain, multi-story building, many resources in the world, cars, beautiful cars, in-home very facilities, everything will finish. I will have to go back my home. Leaving everything here, gaining everything from Baba, not empty-handed. Leaving everything of this world here, achieving everything from Baba, complete fortune, all powers, divine intellect, treasure of happiness, treasure of elevated thoughts. I have to achieve this from Baba and I have to go back home. I have to leave this body, go back home. Do this practice now. Soul is going back. Do you like this practice? Would you like this practice? Every day, two times only. Two times. Seeing your world, beautiful world, although it's very difficult to think that everything will finish, but it has to happen on the earth. Soul will go, become empty from here and become full from there. Not empty-handed, full-handed. Second practice. I'm saying you this for good concentration because intoxication makes our mind stable. Spiritual intoxication and self-respect help us to avoid waste thinking, overthinking. So second practice, intoxication of future. What I am going to become, if not Lakshmi Narayan, if not a bead of rosary, a great deity, full with all treasures, happy life, stress-free life, no medicine, no doctor, nothing, everything is full, master of nature. So every day, at least once, bring the picture of golden age in your mind and feel that I am here, there. Picture of golden age. Such divine world is about to come on the earth. So whatever happened on the earth now, the scene of destruction, it will become very beneficial to us. Everything is going to happen for the benefit of we great souls. Baba is establishing pure world for us and will destroy this dirty and sinful world for us. So get ready for that and make a plan for your good effort. That I have to state my mind, to make my mind stable. Only then we will be able to give good vibrations to the miserable souls. We would be able to help the pupil who will have mental effect of the events. Because this world, many human beings of this world will become psychiatric patient. No psychiatric doctor, no psychiatric medicine will help them. I know, I used to say, half population of the world will not have sleep at night. Such bad time is coming on this earth. Our vibrations will make them silent. Our vibrations will make them sleep. Our vibrations will remove their sorrow. Our vibrations will make them free from fear. So give attention to your stage. Feel that I am a responsible soul on this earth. I have to do Baba's great divine task. I have to give help to the people of the world. This is my responsibility. This is my duty. This is what Baba wants from us to do. So thank you very much. Om Shanti. Come again. You will come again. Don't think that destruction will begin and we will not come here. You will come again and again. And every day, through mind, reach here. Reach in Pandav Bhavan. Enjoy four holy places there. And you will get same experience. And one last thing I would say to you. You might have heard many times. I insist on this thing very much because I have got thousands of experience of it. Invoke Bap Dada. Whenever you are in problem or whenever you are not in problem, ask him, Baba, my good friend, come to me. And you will experience his presence. And when missiles will come in your city, he will keep you safe. We will have miraculous experience, but make it your nature. Baba, my good friend, come down, be with me. Would you like this? Everyone has to do many times a day from today. When I did practice, I used to say, Baba, you are always in soul world in rest, in retired life up to two eras. Now, don't sit there. Come to me. I will not allow you to sit there all the time. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. And it became nature. So make it your nature. Enjoy your Brahmin life. Enjoy destruction. Om Shanti. Okay, Om Shanti. First, 1-2 minute yoga, then. So invoke Baba. Ask him, come down here.